The first question is, are you and your squad and your players over the disappointment of last week's defeat to Monaghan at this stage?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you, Tom, you know, I don't think you ever get over losing a provincial final. You know, time does heal, so it doesn't, you know. But yeah, we at the same time, we'd be very much focused on the next game in hand. You know, we had spoke about it coming up to Ulster final, win or lose, we'd be getting programmed for the next stage of the All-Ireland series, and we'd put in the bed to bed the Ulster Championship, and that's what we've done, you know.
Yeah.
We would have very much liked to be Ulster Champions, but we're not, and it's a test now of everybody involved in the group now of how much we want to progress in the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, and I suppose that's one of the advantages of the qualifiers, and I suppose one of the advantages too for a team that probably would have loftier heights than a provincial title. Say, if you were a team maybe that was looking for to win a first or something, you'd be very down, but the fact that you have a couple in the cupboard and you know, have come so close at All-Ireland stage that you're looking to that stage now.
Ah, for sure, Tom. You know, look, this group of players, we've got, you know, big experience over the last number of years. We've won an All-Ireland, we've lost an All-Ireland final, so we have, and that's very much the goal now, but we can only take it step by step, and we're really looking forward to Galway now. We're very grateful of the 13-day turnaround. We have been there before. It's a very tight turnaround with 6 days, and we've seen with Cork there in particular at the weekend how difficult it was for them to raise themselves. So, look, we've had a good number of training sessions on board, and we're very much focused on Galway.
Yeah, because you got back on the bike fairly fast last week. What, back for your recovery session on Monday, back in training on Tuesday?
Ah, yeah, listen, Tom, and that was the plan, win or lose. That was going to be the thing, you know, so it was, you know. And you know the head took a wee while to lift, but by Tuesday evening at the end of training, we could very much see the clear skies in front of us, and it was all about Galway at that stage. You know, the only way we were looking back in Monaghan was in order to learn from our display, you know.
What's the thing you have learned so far in your review of it?
Well, the first thing to learn is we lost a very tight game, a game that another day we could have come out on the right side of, is against one of the top 3 or 4 or 5 teams in the country. I think Monaghan have earned that right to be described in that. So, all's far from doom and gloom, you know. But at the same time, we'd be disappointed with the way the last 20 minutes of the first half petered out, you know, from having gained a good initiative in the game, Tom, at 3-1 up. You know, we were outscored 7-1 for the remainder of that half. And we'd be disappointed just in our overall energy levels and intensity level, the way we allowed Monaghan to dictate the game.
Yeah.
But at the same time, very pleased with the second half, that we more or less dominated the whole 35 minutes. But disappointed again, we weren't as clinical as we would feel we normally would be, you know. We have to learn from that, and we have to become a wee bit more clinical when we are on top, and not allow maybe a quality team like Monaghan, when they are on top, get their scores as easily as they did there for a period in that first half.
Tell me, in terms of the shooting, and it was very wayward, is that something that maybe was neglected in training, or is it just down to just one of those days when nothing goes right?
Not at all neglected. You know, shooting is clearly a huge part of the game, so it is, you know. And you know, I think our shot accuracy and scoring ratios from the number of attempts would be very high, not just this year, but over the last number of years. And something that gets consistent level of work in our training and in our training matches as well. So it is. But, you know, what I would maybe look at is the decision making. Was it the right shot? And I would have to say on a number of our wides there, particularly in the second half. And, you know, even giving you that example where Ryan hit the post in the first half, they were all the right decisions to make, and they just they probably didn't come off the way we'd have hoped for.
And talk to me about Galway. Do you know much of them? Have you seen much of them this year?
We obviously hadn't seen a whole lot of them in the National League. You know, they weren't in our division, but two of their championship matches had been on TV, and obviously we got video footage of other games and things like that. And you know, look, they're a team very much on an upward curve, as their last two results against Ulster teams would say. You know,
yeah.
They've had a similar path to ourselves. We played Galway in Armagh and Derry, as have they. And you know, I think they amended their style somewhat, even from the Mayo game, while they were very competitive in that. They've become slightly more defensive when they played the Ulster teams, but their hand could have been forced maybe as well with the way Armagh and Derry played. But look, they've a lot of quality performers, and they've got a quality management set up, you know, headed up by Kevin Walsh.
And as you say, they have developed the defensive system, which is probably alien to teams of a traditional nature like Galway. But obviously that's not just about, you can't develop that overnight. That takes a long time.
Ah, it does, yeah. Listen, I'm sure something they would have practiced in various league games and that as well, but they've definitely, you know, they held Derry to a fairly small score. I think what the Derry scored was at 8 points against them or something like that, you know. And, you know, Armagh at 12 points, they've obviously done very well. They've tightened up at the back an awful lot, so they have. And look, we, at the same time, it's like any day, Tom, you know, the Galway opposition, but it's very much about what we do ourselves, you know.
And in terms of injuries, there was bad news last week on Carl Lacey.
Listen, disappointing news, but you know, as expected, we didn't think Carr was going to be a position to feature in this game, you know, but we're thankful that it's an injury that's not overly serious, as knee injuries would go. It doesn't require surgery, which is very pleasing, and there's one thing guaranteed: there's nobody's going to do rehab as extensively or as thoroughly as Carr Lacey. So, you know, there's a lot of positives too, you know.
Yeah, and any other worries? I know there was concern about Michael Murphy last week. It was kept pretty quiet or going into the final. How is Michael?
Listen, Michael's fine. He trained away there. Listen, he had a slight knock, which obviously we weren't going to publicise going into the game, you know, but he got through the game and he didn't make it any worse as such now. And he's good to go now again. And he was looking very strong and very fresh at training.